kach be ada mishava rabbi meir kol malacha shehitzchol ba koyde labas goyim rababas. Any malacha that you started before the 14th day of Nisan, you started the malacha before Erev Pesach, you're allowed to complete that malacha on the 14th day of Nisan, even in a place where the minute is not allowed to do a malacha before midday on Erev Pesach. However, if you started the malacha before Erev Pesach, and the malacha that you did is l'tzarech hamoed for the purpose of Yontif, you would be allowed to complete that malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, even in a place where the minute is not to allow doing malacha on Erev Pesach. However, you cannot start the malacha for the first time on the 14th day of Nisan, even though you could complete it before Chatzot. As in a place where the minhag is not to allow doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzot, you would not be allowed to do a malacha, even if that malacha is l'tzarech hamoed for the purpose of Yontif, if you had not yet started that malacha before Erev Pesach. Now, if you want to do a malacha that's not l'tzarech hamoed on Erev Pesach, in such a case, that malacha would only be mutter in a place where they have a minhag to allow doing malacha on Erev Pesach before midday. However, in a place where the minhag is not to allow doing malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, even if you started the malacha before Erev Pesach, you would not be allowed to complete that malacha on Erev Pesach before midday, since the malacha is not l'tzarech hamoed. The Chacham Maimrim, Shalosh Umniyos Oysa Malacha Ba'aviz Tachem Ar Katzot. The Chacham is saying, there are three types of craftsmen that are allowed to do their craft in Erev Pesach before midday, even if they did not yet start it before Erev Pesach. The Elohim, and they are the following: Hachayotim, tailors, Hataparim, barbers, the Hakosim, and washermen. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda Aymer, Ab Haratzonim. Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda says, also leather workers can apply their crafts on Erev Pesach before midday, even if they did not start it before Erev Pesach. The reason for that is that these crafts, we find a kula regarding them to allow them in some instances to be done on Chol HaMoed, and even though it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, however, regarding these crafts, they would be allowed in certain instances to be done on Chol HaMoed, and somebody who is not a professional tailor would be allowed to sew something that's for the purpose of the moed, even on Chol HaMoed. And since Erev Pesach is more lenient than Chol HaMoed, so on Erev Pesach, we would allow a tailor to apply his craft even though he is a professional. And so too we find that barbers and laundrymen can apply their craft on Chol HaMoed in certain instances. For example, somebody who just arrived from overseas or got out of jail on Chol HaMoed, they would be allowed to take a haircut and wash their clothes on Chol HaMoed. And since Erev Pesach is more lenient than Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach, we would allow in all instances to take a haircut and to wash your clothes. And according to Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, even a leather worker is allowed to apply his craft on Erev Pesach, because we find a leniency on Chol HaMoed that people who were only regal went up to Yerushalayim for the Yontif are allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, we'd be even more lenient on Erev Pesach and allow leather workers to apply their craft in all instances. You're allowed to prepare a plate for a hen to sit on a hen on the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. And this type of malacha would be mutter, even on Erev Pesach. A hen that had been sitting on an egg, and the hen bolted from the egg on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to put the hen back on the egg. And even though it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, but a davar ha'aved is mutter. If there would be a monetary loss if you don't do the malacha, it would be permitted to do the malacha even on Chol HaMoed. And we're talking about where the hen has been sitting on an egg for 3 days already. So if the hen is not put back on the egg will go to waste, cannot be used anymore. So therefore, it would be mutter even on Chol HaMoed to put the hen back on the egg. The emesa meshivin acher tachtel. If a hen had been sitting on an egg for 3 days already, and the hen died on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to replace the hen with a different hen for the same reason, because if the hen is not replaced, the egg will go to waste, and it will be a davar ha'avik. You're allowed to sweep away the weight from underneath the feet of the animal on the 14th day of Nisan. And this type of malacha is mutter on Erev Pesach. And our Chol HaMoed, which is more stringent than Erev Pesach, you can't sweep away the waste completely. However, you would be allowed to push it to the sun. You're allowed to bring utensils to and from the classroom on Erev Pesach, even if those utensils have no purpose for the yomtiv. And this type of malacha, to bring kelim to and from the classroom, would be mutter even on Erev Pesach.